This will feel a little weird.
Hello and welcome to the greatest day of your life.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
Well, you know, there's going to be a lot more Fridays in your life, but this is Friday and we're TGIF and there's three of us. One, two, three. Yeah, three.
He's got a count.
Yeah. Three of us.
He's got his numbers. He's done with math for the day.
Yeah.
Only the basics, the one, twos, and threes, maybe even fours.
Fours?
No, are you going to get to four today?
Dude, hey, now we got to four yesterday.
Let's not push it.
Today was five, dude. Five.
Really? Oh, man, that's crazy stuff.
You're lying like a rug.
I am. We actually were doing like the 2 pi square root of 3 with like cosine, sine, and radians.
Yeah, that's lame.
We didn't do radians, too. Anyway,
such a nerd. I'll slap you in the face with my foot.
Anyway, if you would like to call us, you may do so on Skype. We are now online. Our username is TGIF Radio Show.
Just like everything else.
Almost everything else.
You peeps need to get on this.
Except for the WordPress.
Call us.
Yeah.
Especially if you're female.
If you dare. Yeah, that's what Bogdan likes.
Yeah, female.
Voice cracked. That was fun. We must note that if you do call us on Skype, we are going to limit your calls to 2 minutes, no questions asked.
Unless you're awesome and appeal to my good side.
Yeah, we may give exceptions up to 3 minutes.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Unless you're on my good side.
But that's only if you're freaking
awesome. Then you're
awesome.
3 minutes and 2 seconds.
Yeah, that's true.
Right.
Right.
Dotes.
And if you wish to IM us, if you do that on Skype, that actually makes things kind of confusing for everybody. So if you wish to IM us, go ahead and do that on Ustream, because we have an entirely separate box for that.
Yeah, and
my voice cracked again. Why is this happening to me?
You're hitting puberty.
I'm too old for that.
Nope.
You lucky dog.
No. You get to go through puberty.
This is stupid, and I'm against it. Oh, call already. Who's ready?
All right, go ahead.
All right, here we go. Oops, I'm still playing the intro. How do I stop this thing? Hello, Thomas. You're on the internet. You have 2 minutes. Start now.
Go.
But I thought I was on the cool side, so I get as much minutes as I want.
No, we decide if you're on the cool side within your 2 minutes.
Even if you're cool, it's still going to be limited. We're going 5 minutes max, 2 minutes is standard.
Yeah.
Is that good?
No.
I think it's perfectly reasonable.
You know what? It's our show. We make the rules. Eat that.
Boom. Shaka.
I don't think we have stock in the show. It's his.
No. You guys have a little bit. There's no legality really about it. It's all free. Except for, you know, the equipment.
Which is yours, so.
Yes.
Wait. So, if this is like the mob, and you're the godfather. Can I just be a guy with a baseball bat?
I want a chainsaw.
Who do they call that guy? He's got an official title, I know that.
You know, I want to be a wise guy. How's about that?
The wise guy. Oh, you want to be the joke cracker?
Yeah.
No, sure. That's me.
No, you're the godfather.
Fine, you
could be the wise guy, I'll be the godfather, and he can be a lieutenant.
I just want a chainsaw, dude.
Are there lieutenants in the mafia?
Yes.
Always.
Okay, anyway.
That's the vice captain, Renee.
Vice captain?
What?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
He knows how it's running right there, Thomas.
Yeah, I do, because I play my mafia.
What, you play Mafia Wars?
I'm your one of your mafia members.
Oh, dude.
Lamest game ever.
Hey, yo, bro.
Cough.
Don't even go there.
Come on, you played Minecraft. You can't compare that to Mafia Wars.
That's true, but
Minecraft sucks cack, so does Mafia
Wars.
Yeah.
Dude, you haven't even played either.
Thomas talking to you,
I've played both.
Yeah, what's up, Thomas?
Have you got my gifts I've been sending you, like, every day?
Dude, I did. Thanks.
Lots of gifts?
Yeah.
I don't even play.
Dude, like today I got some kind of round, like shotgun round or something.
I'm starting to like Facebook less and less in general.
They're saying that the Google one, whatever Google made.
Google Press?
Yeah, Google Press is going to actually compete with Facebook.
No, it's Google.
I'm going to say it's not going to compete because, I mean, Facebook's got like 60 billion people on it.
It's already not comparing, not 60 billion. Billion. There's not that many people on the planet.
No, but people have more than one Facebook page.
That's okay.
Trust me, I know a girl who has like 10.
That's ridiculous.
She checks
three.
Every single one. They're crazy.
You have three?
What?
Yeah, I have three Facebook accounts.
What the? Dude, but you're a dude.
Yeah, what?
That's not normal.
Man card.
One remote. Of them is myself regular. The other two are me in the bread form.
Oh, yes.
You
his last name is Bread in one of his Facebook profiles. I'm friends with that one, actually.
Bread?
Yeah, I don't know why. It's got a sandwich on it. It's
Mac bread.
It's funny. Mac.
Mac spread daddy.
All right, whatever floats your boat, I guess.
Hey, I'm good.
I don't understand what you mean.
Mac spread daddy.
Who's that?
Me.
That's, oh, Mac, you're the bread daddy.
Okay.
Okay.
No, I only have one Facebook page.
Yeah, me too.
And don't nobody friend me, unless I know you.
Yeah, yeah, dude.
Or you're hot.
No, but yeah. Okay, Google Plus, back to that. That already doesn't compare to Facebook in the least.
It doesn't.
One of their own engineers called it a failed experiment.
It's like saying that MySpace is better than Facebook.
Yeah, it's just
okay,
simply
Okay, MySpace
isn't.
Should just burn.
Well, it's...
I think I still have a MySpace. I haven't checked it in like 5 years, but I still got it.
Wow, we should open that up.
No.
No?
Just burn it.
Well, for one, I don't remember my password or even my name.
You're going to burn a website. Nice thinking there.
It's going to happen.
You think?
It's going to happen.
Okay. How are you going to burn a website? Are you going to print off?
With the firewall. Throw it at the firewall.
Yes!
Take this wallet. We'll set it on fire. It's not going to work. Come on.
We've been playing Minecraft. Thomas. You can set
Minecraft. Okay, you're burning things. That's a game. This is a website. It's totally different.
Is it on the computer?
Yeah.
Is a website on the computer?
You know what? Thomas Lee
Boom,
has, like,
you can burn it!
Thomas only has like a minute left. We better let him talk or something.
Yeah, Thomas, talk to us.
Anything in particular you wanted to bring up?
Who will win, JFK or a zombie?
Zombie.
Zombie.
Because JFK is a zombie.
Well, then it's zombie versus zombie, so a zombie obviously wins in this instance.
Okay, Castro versus zombie.
What?
Who?
Castro.
Castro's old. Okay. He's still alive, actually. I think
isn't
he's
a jerkhead.
What?
Isn't he a jerkhead?
Yeah, he's a...
Okay, zombie.
He ruled Cuba for a while.
Yeah, I'm going with zombie.
Suck cack at it.
Oh, yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, we have great news.
Yo.
Oh, my kid. Afi is dead.
No, he's not. He's still alive.
Muammar Gaddafi.
No, I watched him die.
No, he's dead.
I killed him.
Gaddafi is alive.
No, I watched him die.
I read an article that says that he's still alive.
No, I watched a video that showed him getting shot to death.
Wow, yeah. Because
and then,
he's dead. Sorry.
I'm pretty sure he's dead.
An article said that he is still alive. I could just pop it up on Google.
That's great, but it's false.
Yeah, because I watched a video.
Stupid question. Who's Gaddafi?
Pull it up on. Pull
Hang
it
on.
Up on
Jared doesn't know
Comcast.net. And yeah, there's a video there. Omar Gaddafi is like the ruler of Libya, and
he was the dictator.
Oh yeah, I remember hearing about all this.
Yeah, he was a jerkface who stole from his people, and they decided to beat him. It was one of the U.S. Predator drones that bombed his convoy. They captured him alive, shot him a few times, beat him more.
No, the protesters
and then shot
him
again.
No, the protesters killed him.
Yeah, and they took his gun, his golden gun. He literally had a golden gun.
Interesting. Anyway,
they have a movie on that too.
Thomas, thank you for calling. Since you're cool, you got 5 minutes. But sad to say, those 5 minutes are up. You can always call us again in Unrecorded Gold. Thank you for calling in,
Slinky.
All right, see ya.
See ya, man. Dude, why is this Slinky here? Brogdon brought a Slinky into the studio, and I don't understand.
Slinky power, dog.
What are you doing with it?
I was beating my brothers with it yesterday. No, I'm just playing with it.
All right. I've never
cool about this one? It
grows. I've never... You know how people... The cliche with... I guess it's a cliche. The cliche with a Slinky is that you take it on the top of the stairs and you can make it walk all the way down the stairs. I've never been able to get a Slinky to go all the way
get
down
the metal
stairs.
Ones.
You need
the
metal ones.
I tried it with the metal one. It got caught on the carpet, actually.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's your problem right there.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if it's because
sure
the ends were loose. I don't know. I just can't get it to work. Any Slinky tips, you guys? Don't do that.
Ah! Oh, sorry.
Put the Slinky
down.
Throwing
Slinkies at people. This is... All right, this is getting a bit strange.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Anybody else want to call in? Because we're bored.
Go ahead and do that. I should probably turn that off. Ooh, something I want to talk about.
Go ahead.
Halloween. Am I or am I not too old to go trick-or-treating?
Way too old.
But... Free candy, man.
I'm going
way
with...
Way too old.
Whoa. Dude. I know the perfect way to get free candy.
You buy
the little kids and take them all.
Yeah.
Okay, but first that's assault.
No.
No, because you're technically a minor.
Okay, then...
And no, they're not going
to... Something involving something that would involve you getting arrested.
Really?
I don't
Seriously.
Know.
Like, somebody's going to say, look, an Amish guy just beat the crap out of me and took my candy. I want to go as an Amish dude. So this guy, and then the cops would be like, what, an Amish guy beat you up, kid? We're going to take you flying to the cops, because what Amish guy is going to beat the crap out of a kid?
I want to tell you this right now. I have a couple really good, possibly lame ideas for Halloween costumes, but my final choice, I think I'm going to go as Conan O'Brien.
You should go as a Canadian.
Jared, you Conan, know who he is.
Conan O'Brien?
Yes.
How do you dress up like that? You put a suit on?
You put a suit on and... I just hit the mic.
Jared.
You put a suit on and you do that weird thing with the hair that he does. I don't know how he does it. I'll get somebody to do it.
Dude, we should go as Mob.
As Mob?
As the Mob.
As Mob.
I have two suits in my closet. Me and you should dress up and walk out, sunglasses and everything, as the Mob.
Are they good suits?
I'll get my baseball bats. I have a blue one.
Chainsaw.
I have a brown one.
With the chainsaw?
You can. I'll get the chainsaw out of the garage.
Yes!
And a hedge trimmer.
Which Mob?
The Anyone? Mob. The any mob. Mob.
Any Mob. Yeah. The
I was going for like Chicago Mob, the more classic style, but I don't have a Tommy gun.
Is there a big difference between Mob and Mafia? Really?
No.
There isn't a difference.
Oh, all right.
The Mafia is more concentrated on beating the... No, the mob was more concentrated on beating the crap out of people. The Mafia was more civilized. They had sit-downs before they beat the crap out of people. So people actually knew before they got the crap beat out of them that they were going to get the crap beat out of them. So...
They were warned.
They give you a chance to run.
There is a pre-crap beating.
Where they took your money.
Yeah. That let you know that, you know, stuff's going to get crazy in here. You better run. But you can't run because, you know, you're tied to a chair or something, right?
When a guy named Bogdan or Jared walked in holding baseball bats, head trimmers, and chainsaws, yeah, you knew it was over.
Yeah. Anyway. Jared was gone for the past 2 weeks.
Yeah.
What were you doing those days?
All right. Well,
we'll tell you. I want to say this first. The first week you were gone, we said you were flower girl at a wedding.
Yes, I know.
And the second week, we said you were babysitting velociraptors. Now, tell us, what were you really doing?
All right. Well, for one, I wasn't the flower girl at the wedding. I was standing for him in his wedding. I wasn't the best man. I was the groomsman.
What does that mean? You give him beverages when he needs them?
Did you throw flowers?
No, I didn't. Didn't throw any gosh darn flowers.
How about rice?
Rice? No, rice.
Okay, throwing rice.
How's about candy?
Everyone can do that. Dude, yeah, just replace the rice with candy. Just don't throw lollipops because those are dangerous.
Dude, some idiot at a wedding. That actually needs to be headlined. Groomsman at wedding pokes out a husband's eye.
It just began.
That could be bad.
Lollipop suspect.
Only requirement is you have to do it in Florida to contribute to the Florida stereotype. I'm just saying. No. It'll be good for when I do news, which, speaking of which, I don't have news today, but that's fine because we have Jared here.
All right.
Yeah. But what were you? Okay, what else were
you
doing?
That's not as boring
and
as
I
we
really,
used to be.
I really was babysitting. I wasn't babysitting velociraptors, but I really needed the money, so I was babysitting my little cousins.
They weren't velociraptors.
Dude, you could have. It was just raptors. You could have ran with that. Yeah, all the way.
Yeah,
everybody would have believed you. No, you blew it.
Dude, we would have put
right,
on Jurassic
you know
Park
you do no
and we would have showed him
jokes.
What raptors you were babysitting.
You do no good for my jokes. You don't understand them.
Dude. Anyways,
what?
Yeah, that's
how's
where I was.
How's about
the past
you
were
babysitting
weeks.
Mini zombies?
Yeah, they were. You know what?
Totally plausible because
I could call the kids velociraptors. Those little mothers,
oh, yeah.
Those little mothers are vicious.
I bet their mothers were
vicious. I go to
too.
Wrestle with them. I'm like, all right, come on, guys. Whap! I get nailed
now,
in
what
the
does
face.
That mean? What does that mean?
What?
Their mothers were vicious? That could go either way.
You ever try to babysit, like, for the first time, and their mother's like, all right, you need to do this, this, and this, and this, and when they come home, you see them, they're like, oh, I'm coming after you!
I've only ever really babysat my sisters. So,
I don't know if that's babysitting.
Yeah, but you're used to your mom going...
That doesn't really count, because I already know the rules. I don't have to have them explained to me.
Well,
I think that's the difference.
It's not like there's any special rules. I mean, come on, they're just my little cousins.
Yeah.
Don't feed them, don't kill them, put them to bed. I mean, come on.
Dude.
Yeah, you put out the bowl with their food.
Yeah, just...
Like the standard food for babysitting for everybody is mac and cheese.
Yeah.
Like straight up.
Yeah, dude.
It's the best babysitting food ever.
As long as you throw the meat
canned,
down.
The canned food doesn't... You know, what is
no,
it?
No. Just
Happy Whiskers?
Cat food? God.
Me personally, I just kind of put them in the basement and throw the
is
meat
this,
down
is
every
this
once
what
in
happened,
a while.
Is this what happened when you got babysat, Bogdan?
Once
no,
or twice.
No, because I had a babysitter, if you know what I mean.
No, I don't know what you
it's
mean.
A hot girl.
I get what you mean.
She might have been babysitting, but the baby I see. Sack.
Okay, here's the thing about mac and cheese. One time, we didn't have any milk to make this mac and cheese because it was just that stuff in the craft box.
Yeah.
You know, but the powdered cheese is good normally, but we didn't have milk. It was an emergency. The noodles were already boiling. We can't go. We've gone past the point of no return. All right. What we do is we replace the milk in the recipe with sour cream.
How'd that go?
Stuff is so good, man.
What?
It is really good. You have no idea.
Really?
Yeah. It's almost exactly like milk, only it's sweeter, or I don't really know what the taste is because I had that like 5 years ago and we've never had it again because my sisters hated it.
And you loved it?
And I loved it. Nobody else liked it. I felt all alone.
Well, come on. You're how old? 17 now?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure you can go out and buy a box
of mac. I could buy my own mac and cheese, but why would I do that when there's like, you know, when dinner's already being prepared at home?
Dude, I can't remember the last time my mom made me dinner. I make all my own food.
I make some of my food. I can cook, like, spaghetti, tacos.
I have a lack of cooking like none other, dude.
So you can't, but you can microwave things.
Dude, that was boring.
I screwed up mac and cheese. I screwed up grilled cheese sandwiches.
Okay, I can under...
I screwed up tortillas.
I can understand
you
the...
You burnt water, didn't you?
I can
actually
understand... No, wait.
I stuck my hand in a pot of boiling water. Go figure.
I can understand why you screwed up the grilled cheese. Okay, that stuff's pretty hard to time, right?
Yeah.
It was in one of those grilled cheese makers.
Mac and cheese.
That you just close.
The instructions for mac and cheese, the instructions are on the box.
Yeah, dude,
the
box of the mac and cheese.
You mean the one that I threw away right after opening?
No, then you just take it back out of the trash and it's like,
I ain't reaching into there.
Why? What was in there?
Trash?
Yeah, well, get a glove then, you wimp.
Are you serious? Oh.
It's what I do. It's sitting right on the top. You only put it in there a few seconds ago. Why not grab it?
You know what I do when I'm hungry?
What?
And I have to cook?
You get someone else to cook?
No. I stay hungry. Because
that's the worst option possible.
Yeah, dude, I'm too manly to ask somebody to go and make me something.
Yeah, too much
but
pride.
I'm not like awesome enough to actually go make myself anything.
You can't be too manly to ask someone to make you food.
Come
that's
on.
Like the manliest thing you can get. Woman, get to the kitchen.
Being manly is having people make food for
actually,
you because you're the boss.
Yeah, actually, right? I mean, come on.
And girl did make me a sandwich.
Or you just have a constant stream of Hot Pockets coming out of your freezer. You know, that is it. That if that's like the go-to food in case of
Hot
emergency if you
amazing.
Can't cook. It's just microwaving stuff. You put the time
yeah,
on.
Yeah, just wait till we're in college. We're going to be living off those things.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, and ramen.
I don't think I would. No, I don't want to live off of Hot Pockets in college. I would rather live off of, what would be?
Cheeseburgers.
Ham sandwiches. Ham sandwiches, I could have those
they have
every meal of every day.
There's ham and cheese Hot Pockets, dude.
Yeah, but come on, but then it's Hot Pockets again. Those are not ever intended to be good for you. Ever.
Sure they are.
At all. Never. Nope.
So ham sandwiches?
Ham sandwiches are good.
Yeah, especially with the white bread that's
Although,
not good for you.
It depends. I guess it would kind of depend on how much mayonnaise you put on it. Because it may eventually be more unhealthy than the Hot Pockets. If you just put too much mayonnaise on it.
Yeah.
That's the only problem I could see. But then you just got to be sparing with your mayonnaise anyway because you don't want to be spending too much money on food. You spend too much money on food, you
can't go to college. I hate mayonnaise. That stuff needs to go a hell burn.
What?
Mayonnaise?
Why don't you like mayonnaise?
A little bit's okay.
What you got against mayonnaise?
It's white creamy stuff that comes out of a can. I don't like it.
So?
I
so
hate
does,
mayonnaise.
So does milk sometimes.
I don't eat drink milk.
What was that?
I don't drink milk.
You said eat drink milk.
You don't drink milk, you go to hell. You know that, right?
Come on. Milk.
I don't drink milk.
Milk every
all
I day,
drink special milk.
Every day, every hour. All right. Milk's good for you.
Milk's good right? for you. I like milk.
Yeah.
I haven't drank it in a week, but it's still good for you.
Okay, here's something I need. A couple weeks ago.
Oh my goodness, a mom is pregnant with twins from two separate fathers.
You can do that?
So...
Renee, can you
black.
Actually do that?
Why are you... I was going on a tangent here, and it thread derailed.
All right.
You derailed the show. Thanks.
All right. Anyways, your tangent.
I forget.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Oh, no. I remember. A couple weeks ago, me and my family were comparing the healthiness of the breakfasts that me and my sister were having. For breakfast, my sister had a breakfast Hot Pocket, which already is like strikes 1, 2, and 3 right there because it's a Hot Pocket.
No,
for me, those are strikes 1, 2, and 3.
Okay, anyways.
It makes sense to me. And then what I had is what I have every day, where I take toast, I put butter on it, and then I put a mixture of cinnamon and sugar on top of it. I sprinkle it on a glass of milk and 2 pieces of those toast.
All right, that's not that good for me. You either.
But, okay, but which one is really more unhealthy?
I'd say, honestly,
don't pick the toast.
No, it's the toast.
I hate you.
No, from the sugar. No, dude. Okay, bro, from the sugar content. How much protein is in a breakfast Hot Pocket?
I don't know, but there's bread. Okay? Bread's good for it.
Okay. So
you took the windscreen off.
I know.
Were we going to try that today?
No, I just did it because I want to be heard. Okay.
The windscreen.
So here's the thing.
Fine.
I don't get breakfast in the mornings because I wake up too late and I lay there for a long time. But here it is.
Okay.
American Airlines. The most hated airline on social media. Literally. People
why?
Say...
No, people hate Delta more, I think.
No, dude.
Why?
Oh, wait, no. Or is,
okay,
no. Southwest is
said.
Legit. What?
Here's what someone said. Every time I fly American Airlines, I want to kill myself. Seriously, you oversold your flight and still charged me full price for a ticket.
Have you ever even flown American Airlines? You should put the windscreen back on, by the way.
Yeah,
I'm. You shouldn't have even taken it off because now we're gonna hear this. Yeah,
my bad.
All right, why
so
are you reading?
That was it.
That was all you wanted to throw.
Yeah,
in.
I guess American Airlines sucks.
I thought you were gonna somehow relate this to breakfast. And
yeah, dude, so did I.
Is there a way to order Italian food and sound dumb?
What?
You just pointed at the picture. I want that. It's like, really?
I want a number 4. I mean, come on. Think about this.
Where? No, Italian food usually sold in nice restaurants.
What are you talking about right now? I was talking about something specific, and then
did you know KFC refused to save a table for Travolta?
For John Travolta.
John.
He called in.
How did you get Travolta? Oh my god!
I did it on
anyway,
purpose.
No,
Trovila?
No.
What is that?
I was making fun of his name.
I hate you and your pop culture inadequacy.
I was
no,
making fun of his name.
He called in and tried to get
does
a... it.
Okay, does anybody else think Nicolas Cage looks like John Travolta?
Kind of.
I think he does a bit.
Kind of, but not really.
At least you know who these people are.
Yeah.
Bogdan, on the other hand,
is
he's all like, Johnny Depp? What? Who that?
Dude, have you seen that
Wait,
movie
Wait, I
Face
thought we were
off
talking about Nicolas Cage and John Travolta.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah. We were thinking that they look quite similar. Honestly. They really do.
Okay, they kind of do. Have you seen that movie Face Off with John Travolta and Nicolas
Cage?
They
do, definitely.
They're both in the same movie?
Yeah, they're in a movie.
Oh, that's got to be so confusing, especially if they both have mullets.
No, they do look kind of similar, but Nicolas Cage plays like a professional criminal.
Okay.
And then John Travolta plays like an FBI agent trying to bring him down.
What's I thought he was the newbie criminal.
What's the movie called?
Face Off? Okay. I've never heard of this.
No. Let me finish.
Okay.
Well, anyways, they capture John Travolta. They capture Nicolas Cage, who's the bad guy, right?
And then John Travolta's got to go get him?
No, when they capture him, they're going to send him into prison, except for he has people that he knows in prison, like the criminal does.
Uh-huh.
So what they have to do is they have to send in a clone. So they take Nicolas Cage's face and put it on John Travolta. And they put John Travolta's face on Nicolas Cage.
Like just a like a mask?
Is this like
like they take off his face.
This is a weird movie.
Dude,
and
is
I
this
don't
like
know
in
if
the
I
future?
No, this is like a freaking good movie. Except for then the FBI agent, who's really John Travolta but looks like Nicolas Cage now, he's stuck in prison because John Travolta... because like this is so bloody confusing.
This is getting confusing.
So wait,
yeah, I don't
John
know.
Travolta has
so, like,
Nicolas...
the good and the bad guys get switched.
Okay,
pretty much.
Okay.
Like the way they look, they get switched.
All right. The real question here is, should I watch it because everyone else has seen it and I haven't?
No, it's an epic gun.
I haven't
it's got
seen
epic
it.
Gunfights and stuff. It's so awesome.
All right.
So it's like a western except
not Western.
I'll add it to my list.
Add it to your list and watch it. It's good.
I'm gonna watch Rango next Tuesday with a girl at my house.
Dude, that movie is so good, Rango.
Rango, it looks really good.
It's freaking fun.
It was an okay movie. I kind of liked it. I watched it at 11 p.m. and
Rango
at
my house with a girl. Who cares about the movie?
Oh,
who's the girl?
Right. Do you don't have to specify her name.
Special
just
girl.
Make it up.
She's just a friend.
Sure.
Really?
Yes.
Just a friend, you say?
Not the girl that I was going to take to coffee.
Okay.
Which we didn't even talk about. So now this is entirely out of context. You're doing this to yourself.
I know.
Ogden, you brought this upon yourself.
What was it? What
so
was that movie
our
called?
Viewing audience, I Face asked the girl off. Out.
Is
finally.
That, is that one or two words?
Face off.
Face?
I would think it'd be
two words.
Two.
And just look it up.
No, I'll look it up later. I was just putting it on my list.
No, I know. Yeah. I'm just saying.
My giant movie list.
It's got John Travolta and Nicolas Cage. It's good.
Yeah, so I finally asked a girl out to a coffee date. And, you know, when I was doing it, I felt like somebody punched me in the gut. And then took out my kneecaps all at the same time. And
that
were
sounds
standing in front of me, punching me in the face as I was asking her.
That sounds
or
painful.
In the throat, because
how
that's
did it go?
Throat punch?
Well, she said yes.
Oh, okay. Well,
okay, but this is, but see, I want
right
to
when
specify
she says yes,
things
that's when they
here.
Stop hitting uh-huh. you.
This is coffee.
Yeah, this is coffee.
Not, it hasn't been classified as a, quote, date.
Why so, do you have to do this?
Because,
really?
For the sake of accuracy.
For the sake of,
everyone,
I don't give a shit.
Everyone must know.
Everyone, I
they
am
just
amazing
don't need to
person.
Know.
It's a date.
It's coffee.
Date.
You didn't
it's a,
call
what,
it
a coffee date.
You didn't call it a date. It's
I asked
not a
her to
date.
Go out with me.
I know nothing about this, and I know what
I will
is.
High five you in the face with a freaking chair.
Don't you do it.
Dude, I've asked plenty
you
of
you to
girls.
Pick up that couch? That'd be impressive.
I already did.
When?
When I moved it up.
That's. Did you pick it up completely off the ground, though?
Yes.
We're getting extremely technical
this.
Here into the area of couch lifting.
Olympic sport, couch lifting.
That's quite
America cool. wins gold.
That's quite the couch.
The secondary sport, couch sitting, America wins gold.
Oh, yes.
Hold on.
And
Colto is on Skype. He says it's a date if they go again.
Oh.
All right. That's
well,
right.
I
that's
haven't
a
even
very
gone
good
with her.
Point, Colto. Thank you, Rick.
Colto, I haven't even gone with her the first time yet, so there's the problem.
Yeah, he scheduled it like way far out into the next week, and I don't
yeah,
know why.
2 days, but I'm also getting surgery, so it's going to be kind of iffy.
Wisdom teeth, by the way. Wisdom
yeah.
teeth surgery.
I'm just. It's 2 hours.
We talked about that a bit last
four,
week.
So I'm thinking like 30 minutes per tooth.
Who's Colto?
And that's
by
four,
the way.
Right?
Colto, my brother. Tell us about yourself. Who are you? Where are you from?
Colto on Skype says, use that to your advantage.
I
thank
will.
You, Colto.
Thank you.
Whoever you are.
I'll get the pity vote.
If, I don't know if...
No, wisdom teeth, they knock you out, and then you wake up.
I'm actually not getting knocked out. I'm getting some pills that will psych me out.
Woo, psycho pills.
So, like, you don't remember it?
Yeah.
Or?
Exactly,
that,
but
okay.
I'll be awake.
Get,
but if I'm feeling a freaking needle, I'm punching somebody.
Do they not knock literally. You out because they can't? They haven't figured out how to do that? Or is it just
no,
they can? They just
they
haven't decided.
If they punch me in the face hard enough to knock me out, they're gonna have to like dislocate my jaw, and that's not gonna be fun for me.
No, that's not even close
no,
to a general form of anesthesia. What are you talking about?
That's my general form. Oh well. no, but, they just aren't knocking me out.
No, what I'm wondering is they, do they have an anesthesia that would actually put you to sleep while you're getting the surgery done,
no.
or has it not been invented yet?
Because no.
if it has been invented, why wouldn't you use it?
They do, but you didn't need an anesthesiologist, and those bad boys cost a lot of money.
They make so much money.
And
all they do is
they
like
do
throw
have
a mask
laughing
on your face
gas, but that isn't going to do anything for me.
Pain wise or?
Dealing with it wise.
With things in your mouth.
Yes.
Okay.
So
I imagine that could get a bit weird.
If I start laughing, it's not going to be fun because I'm going to start biting. And if I feel a needle, which you could while laughing, again, I'm going to punch somebody.
Yeah, they had me hooked up to the IV drip and everything.
You hit my mic, and now I can't hear myself speak.
Oh, what? Wine, wine.
Oh, his headphones. You just jiggle
hit
it.
My headphones.
Jiggle the headphones. This is behind the scenes, everybody.
Yeah.
You got it. You just wiggle it. It doesn't.
We have faulty.
I fixed it. I can't wait until I get my wisdom teeth pulled. I just hope it doesn't really interfere with this.
I didn't even need to. No, I need
you
to.
Might
and then
swear
they were like,
"Hey,
since you're 17, let's." pull up some x-rays, and they took them. They're like, oh my goodness, three of yours are going in sideways. Those are never going to pop out, but they're going to screw up the rest of your teeth, and one is coming under a tooth. And I'm like, get these bad boys out of me right now.
Yep, that's what I did.
I'm pretty positive.
My teeth were coming in just... Eh.
So guess what?
What?
I'm having quadruplets.
Quadruplet teeth.
Out of my mouth.
I'm pretty sure
That's what I got, too. I just got all of them done at the same time.
I'm pretty sure I'm going to get my wisdom teeth removed sometime before my 18th
birthday.
Me and
Jake
which is in July.
For you.
Yeah.
No, thanks. You're not professionals. You don't have certificates.
I'll get a switchblade.
I'll get a certificate.
How? You steal one, put your name over it with
something like
that. That's great. Colto is on Skype. He says he's a 15-year-old guy from Pennsylvania. Bogdan wanted to know more about him.
How you doing? All right.
Hello, Colto.
Pennsylvania. Are there a lot of cute girls in Pennsylvania?
Is there nice beaches? Do you live near the beach? What's it like over
15,
there?
15. Are you a sophomore?
Possibly. I don't know.
No, 15 could be freshman. Could be junior.
How old was I? I was 15 when I was a freshman. Although then again, I'm a lot younger than everyone else.
No, 16 and 17 would be junior.
No freshman. Does that mean you're not a freshman?
No, that means he's a sophomore.
So you're a sophomore.
He's stepping up on the ladder. All right. We would revert from calling you Colto to freshman because that's kind of what we do. Not to be mean, it's just the way...
We're seniors. It's what we do.
It's the senior hierarchy.
Oh, he is freshman.
Oh, you are a freshman. It's
initiation.
Okay. Since you're listening to ours, you're a cool freshman. You can tell all your friends about us.
Yeah.
And if you know any senior girls, you can also tell them about us.
Tell them to fly out here.
On the East Coast.
Right.
Dude, no. We'll fly out there.
Inappropriateness abound. And on that note, we are over half an hour. Thank you, everyone, for listening today.
Thank you, Colto. He says, I will.
Yeah. Dude, Colto, you're amazing.
You're
have
badass.
A nice day.
Listen in, doggy.
If you wish, you can stay tuned for Unrecorded Gold, where we ramble and do things while I upload the episode. You could still call us, still I am. Only thing is, it's just not recorded and no holds barred. Call as long as you want, although we may eventually cut you off because
you're annoying.
We might want to sleep.
It's not that we find you annoying, it's just we want to talk to lots of other people.
Or sleep.
Yeah. There you go. That's the loophole. Right.
And we also have a Minecraft game to do.
No, we can't really do that while I'm uploading the episode.
That's okay. I can play single player on 1.9.
Then I want to get home and eat pizza.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Thank you for listening. Unrecorded Gold, everybody. Stay tuned. Peace
Gold
out.
Goldo is an amazing person.
Party out. I meant peace out. Party on. Yeah, I meant party on. I'm stupid.